بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of رياض الصالحين, and we have reached حديث number 26. وعن أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله عنهما أن ناسا من الأنصار سألوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاهم, ثم سألوه فأعطاهم حتى نفد ما عنده, فقال لهم حين نفد كل شيء أنفق بيديه ما يكن عندي من خير فلن أدخره عنكم, ومن يستعفف يعفه الله, ومن يستغني يغنه الله, ومن يتصبر يصبره الله, وما أعطي أحد عطاء خيرا وأوسع من الصبر. متفق عليه. And they agreed upon hadith reported by Abi Sa'id Al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that certain people of the Ansar asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave them, and he gave them. Then they again asked him, and he gave them, until all what he possessed was exhausted. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever wealth I have, I will not withhold from you. And whosoever would be chaste and modest, Allah will keep him chaste and modest. And whosoever would seek self-sufficiency, Allah will make him self-sufficient. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ, and whosoever would be patient, Allah will give him patience. And no one is granted a gift better and more comprehensive than patience. Now, the explanation, it was from the character of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever he was asked, except that he would give, and it is not known that he prevented anyone who asked for something, and he used to give the giving of someone who does not even fear poverty. And he used to live his life at home like the life of the poor, to the extent that days will come and or days will pass with a stone wrapped on his belly, alayhi salatu wasalam, due to hunger. So he was the most generous of mankind and most brave of them all. In this hadith, when they asked, and they asked, and they asked, so he gave them, and he gave them. Then he again asked, they asked, and he gave them, until all what he possessed was exhausted. And then he told them that he doesn't have anything now to give. Then he incited them to resort to being chaste and modest, and to be self-sufficient and be patient. These are three matters which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed: modesty and self-sufficiency and patience. Whoever is chaste and patient and modest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him chaste and modest. However, the one who asks people and needs what's in their hands, so his heart will continue to be in need, wal'ayadu billah, and will not be self-sufficient. And self-sufficiency is in the heart. And when the person behaves and acts and trains himself to be self-sufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him as such and will bestow honor upon him. The second is the one who is chaste and modest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him as such, will preserve him from the haram. The one who follows his own desires when it comes to modesty, and then in that he really works to destroy it. Because when he does so and begins to follow women, he will be destroyed. His eyes will fornicate, his ears, his hands, his feet, then his private part. And this is the illegal sexual intercourse. This is the fahisha. And so when the person is chaste and modest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve him and keep him away from these paths which lead to fahisha, to illegal sexual relations. And he, Allah, will protect him and will protect his family as well. And the third is that whoever would be patient, Allah would make him as such, will give him patience. So when the person refrains himself from that which is unlawful and refrains himself from asking and insisting on asking people, then Allah the Most High will make him self-sufficient and will also give him patience. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about the rank of sabr, of patience, when he said, وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. In the last statement of this hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah, and no one is granted a gift better and more comprehensive than patience. No one is granted a gift better and more comprehensive than patience. Whatever provisions Allah gives, sustenance, all means of good, nothing is more comprehensive than patience. Why? Because it is when the person is patient, he will bear everything. If he is touched by difficulty and hardship, he is patient. And if shaitan tries to subject him to do haram, the unlawful, he is patient. And if shaitan discourages him not to comply with the commands of Allah, you find him patient. So if a person receives this great favor from Allah, the favor of patience, then this is the most comprehensive good. And that's why you find the patient person, if he is harmed by the people, or if he hears that which is harmful from them, or if they transgress against him, you will find him responding in a way of calmness, away from anger, because he is patient on this testing. And that's why his heart is always in comfort and tranquil, and his self is at rest. And that's why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, no one is granted a gift better and more comprehensive than patience. This brings the end of the hadith.